Welcome to an all-new episode of one of the most real podcasts on the internet. Whether it's talking about controversial subjects, to thought-provoking topics, or amazing guest interviews, this is a life podcast. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Today is episode 114, and today is July the 20th, 2021. Hope everyone's doing good today. And on today's podcast, you know, we're continuing to butch things up here. And today's main subject is going to be about legacy. Yes, legacy, because, you know, last week, nonchalantly Zay, you know, he's a business partner. He's a, you know, one of my good friends. You know, he's definitely one of the homies. And he posted something on his story that really had me thinking. He said, and I quote, "I'm creating a legacy, man. Standing on it firmly. I got my foot on him. The whole Family First Records, Family First Entertainment, got a foot on them respectfully. Big things watch. 2021 is the creation. 2022 is ours. Follow us, join us, win with us." And it made me think about people today and why I think it's concerning. See, a lot of people, you know, like, they think about the word legacy and they're like, "Well, what the fuck does that mean?" Look, creating a legacy is about leaving behind something for the future. When you create a legacy for yourself, it's kind of like leaving behind a landmark of achievements that you made in your life. And it's something that maybe your kids can, you know, continue. Like, you guys know that I have a son. Name is Jackson. You know, everything I'm doing right now, I'm hoping to build a legacy and create a legacy. And your kids in themselves are your legacy. They are, man, because when you die, they continue on, man. And then they'll have families of their own. They'll have their own kids someday. And then their kids will have kids of their own, you know, like, it continues on. Your bloodline will continue on. So, yeah, man, like, it's all about creating a legacy, leaving behind something for future generations. And I kind of feel like nowadays, society doesn't really give a fuck about that. They really don't, man, because nowadays, I kind of feel like people are lazy. Yes, lazy. And they want to, like, live off the government, or, you know, they just want to get high all the time, you know, smoke crack, shoot up heroin into their fucking veins and shit, you know. They just want to do drugs and shit, man, and not fucking do anything. You know, I mean, because here's the thing. Like, unemployment, the reason why we have a high unemployment rate in this country, it's not because there isn't any jobs available. It's because people don't want to go out there and fucking work for a living. They don't, man. Like, here's the thing. If the government made requirements, like, you have to have a job unless you're retired, or if you are, you know, a stay-at-home parent, or if you have a disability. Like me right now, I'm on long-term disability because of an injury that I sustained, you know, 9 months ago. And my doctor hasn't cleared me to go back to work, So that's why I don't have a job right now, you know. But if I was 100%, then yeah, I'd be working a job. You know, I'd be working for sure. You know, because the podcast and my music career, you know, I mean, I want to make those my long-term full-time jobs where I can provide for my family. But right now, I don't have that significant income source from these platforms yet. Now, eventually, yeah, I would love to do podcasting full time and to do music full time, you know, be just a full time entertainer. So that way I don't have to work a 9-to-5 job or work a 12-hour factory job to support me and my family. You know, I don't want to do that shit because, you know, I feel like my life is so much bigger than a 9-to-5. I always felt that way. I always felt that my life was bigger than a 9-to-5 job. Now think about what I just said. My life, I felt like it's always been bigger than a 9-to-5 job. I've always felt that way because of all these talents that I have, man. And people, that's the thing. A lot of people don't get to realize their full potential because they make a lot of bad choices in life. You know, they get caught up in drugs. They get caught up in, you know, being a criminal. You know, they get caught up in doing the wrong shit. The wrong fucking shit, man. And it just leads down to a dark path for them. And then they just continuously fuck their life up. Time and time again, man. I've seen it happen with so many people in my life where they continuously be a fuck up. They just be a consistent fuck up. And, man, you know, I mean, people make mistakes. I've made mistakes in life. But I've always realized when I've made a mistake. And I've always tried to correct that mistake. But some people just never learn. And they continue to fuck up and do dumb fucking shit all the fucking time, man. Sorry for getting a little bit of a rant there. But it's true, man. People just don't give two fucks about shit, man. You know, they just go out and do it. Like, oh, like me and my boys, we're going to rob this bank tonight. It's a bad idea, but we're going to do it anyways. Because we need money. And that's another thing, too. I don't know how people can go rob and steal from banks and stores and other people instead of earning their money in a legitimate way. Now some people think that's the only way they can provide for themselves. And that, and my friends, is a fucking shame. When you feel like, you know, robbing people and selling drugs is the only way that you can make a legitimate living to provide for you and your family. I mean, hell, right now, there's probably somebody selling dope right now just so they can put food in their cabinets. I shit you not, man. There's probably someone selling dope right now so that way they can put food in their cabinets. And I don't feel like, I feel like people shouldn't have to feel that way. They shouldn't have to do it. But, you know, it's the product and what in of their environment. And the way they were raised, you know, like if you come from the ghetto, if you come from the projects and it's nothing but gang culture and, you know, like there were street hustlers and drug dealers and, you know, gang bangers, then that's more than likely the way you are going to end up. Because it's a product of your environment. It's not necessarily your fault that your family grew up in that area. But that's the thing. You have a choice. You can become a product of your environment, or you can choose to do something better for yourself. But a lot of people don't think like that, and they become what, you know, they shouldn't be. They become the gang bangers. They become the drug dealers. You know, they become the murderers. You know, they become that because they feel like they have no other choice. And it's a fucking shame, dude. It really is that people feel like that's the only way out, is that they have to do this shit and then they end up in prison or they end up dead. If you do dirty, if you are in the streets, if you're a gangster, you know, if you're a gangbanger, if you're a drug dealer, there's only two ways out of that life, usually. Death or prison. Because if you get caught with a couple kilos of coke or a couple grams or whatever, that's a felony and you're going to prison. Or, you know, if a drug deal goes bad, some rival bangers, you know, roll up on you and shoot you, you know, you're dead. You might live to tell the tale, but it don't happen very often. But yes, like Zay was 100% spot on with what he said about creating a legacy. Because here's the thing, it's not about him. It's not about family first. It's not about me, Mac Montana, Big Figure J, Chris Zersky. You know, it's not all about just us. It's about creating a legacy, you know, because some of us have kids, man. You know, I'm a father, as you guys know, and Zay's a father. You know, Zay's been on this podcast before, and he's talked about how what he does is for his kids, you know, his two sons, man. You know, everything he does is for them. You know, I mean, I think his goal is to build up family first. So that way, you know, when he's gone and whatnot, he can leave this for his sons. You know, he can leave it for them if they choose to do it, you know. Just like, you know, for my son Jackson, if he wants to get into this world, this entertainment world, then it'll be here for him. You know, it'll be here for him. You know, if he wants to, you know, be a rapper, or if he wants to do spoken word like I do, or if he wants to be in a rock band, or if he wants to be an actor, or if he wants to be a podcaster like me, you know, I mean, it'll be here for him. You know, it's about creating a legacy for the future. I mean, look at all the people in the history of history, dude. You know, look at all the presidents. You know, George Washington. George Washington is someone from the 1700s. You know, he was our first president, our very first president of this country. And people still talk about Washington to this day. And that's because Washington created a legacy. He really did. You know, being the first president, and every president after him created their own legacy. Because, you know, they were able to hold public office. You know, from George Washington to Joe Biden, you know, they've all created a legacy for themselves. And that way, you know, when our kids and the future kids, you know, when they go to school and they go into the textbooks, or, you know, if they're on their laptop or e-learning or whatever the fuck, you know, they're going to learn about the history. You know, history, man. History is very important. You know, people might think history is boring. And they're like, oh, why should we give a fuck about some people that died thousands of years ago? You know, or hundreds of years ago. Well, it's important to know about that shit to see where we come from and how far we've come since then. Because, hell, look, in the 1700s... we didn't have technology, you know? We didn't have smartphones and laptops and TVs and shit like that, man. But look, man, it's 2021. You know, we have all this technology at our disposal, so we can make podcasts and make music and film TV shows and movies. I mean, all this shit is at our disposal, man. So why not take advantage of it? Use it to our advantage. But that's another thing, too. People may not have the same tools that you and I may not have. You know, and it's all because of their environment. You know, hell, there might be somebody growing up in a poor household where they don't have shit like that, man. You know, hell, people might not have their own place, man. They might be living on somebody's couch. People might be homeless, dude. They might be living in their cars, you know, or sleeping on the ground. Some people have to do that because they have no other choice. They don't have an apartment. They don't have a studio apartment. They don't have a tiny house or they don't have any form of shelter. Sometimes they just have to sleep on the ground, dude. You know, and find whatever food that they can have. Sometimes they have to eat out of fucking garbage cans, dude, and dumpsters just so they have something to eat. Like, that's just fucking crazy to me, man. You know, how some people live like that. And sometimes it's people who served in the military. Yeah, man, like our fucking veterans who served this country and sacrificed fucking limbs and shit like that. So that way we could maintain freedom here and maintain our way of life. You know, some of those people end up homeless. And I think that's bullshit, man. The government should be taking care of those people, man. Like, people who served in this country should be taken care of after they leave the military. As long as, you know, they were honorably discharged. You know, if they're honorably discharged, you know, and they can no longer serve in the military, they should be taken care of for life. Housing, fucking income. They shouldn't have to worry about a fucking thing ever again. Because they made the ultimate sacrifice for us. But unfortunately, our government doesn't fucking see it that way. You know, they use our soldiers, unfortunately, like a tool. And once that tool has outlived its purpose, then, you know, then they don't give a fuck. And that is the unfortunate reality of, you know, of the world we live in. It really is the unfortunate reality in the world we live in today, man. And some people might be listening to this podcast and saying that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, dude, look up articles about homeless veterans, dude, and you'll see it, man. Now, there's probably a homeless veteran out there right now looking for scraps to feed themselves. I think about that shit, you know? And here's the thing, like, people might, you know, listen to this podcast, and when they go to bed tonight, they might think about that. And for those who do think about it, I want you to be fortunate that you have a roof over your head, that you have food in your cabinets, and that, you know, you're not like them. That you're not homeless. That you're not out there scavenging for fucking food scraps. Unfortunately, it's people like that who are not remembered. You know, those are the unsung heroes of this world, man. I mean, their legacies aren't told. They're ignored. I think that's bullshit, man. I mean, unless you die for this country, you are not remembered. You know, if you're discharged and you're homeless, they don't give a fuck about you, man. And that, in my opinion, is ridiculous, man. How the government just doesn't give two flying fucks about our discharged soldiers like that. Oh, man, it's just crazy. But yeah, legacy. I think people in this world don't have good work ethics. And that's why they never evolve. That's why they never advance. And that's why they're always stuck in a rut. And then they ask themselves, oh, why does my life suck so fucking bad? It's because you don't have a good work ethic, man. You don't have a good work ethic. That's why you don't have the shit that you want. Now, a lot of times, you know, when people get famous and get money, is it because of luck? Yeah. I mean, it does boil down to luck. It really does, man. I mean, shit, man, I'm 30 years old. Hell, I wish, you know, when 10 years ago when I was 20, I was a millionaire and I had nice cars and a nice house, but it didn't happen for me. It doesn't mean it'll never happen for me. But that's I'm not concerned about that, man. You know, I mean, do I want money? Yes. Do I want a nice home for me and my family? Yes. Do I want to have a nice car, you know, I can take a joyride in and shit and get me from point A to point B? Yeah, I do. But that's not the most important thing to me. The most important thing is leaving behind a great legacy for my son, you know, and for my family, dude. You know, that is important to me, is leaving behind a legacy so that way when I pass away, then Jackson and maybe my future kids can have. You know, if I decide, because, you know, I plan to have at least one more kid. You know, I plan to have at least one more child, you know, whether it's a boy or girl, you know. I mean, Crystal wants to have a girl, but, you know, you can't control genetics, you know. So if we end up having another son, then, yeah, then so be it, man. But I want to leave behind a great legacy for them. So that way, it's something they can be proud of and be like, oh, man, Dad did all these amazing things. And, you know, and it's something they can be proud of, man. I mean, because here's the thing. When you have a child, your perspective changes on a lot of shit. Because when you're just by yourself in this world, you don't give a fuck, man. You know, you really don't, man. You just don't give a fuck about shit. You know, you just do whatever. But when you have a kid, your perspective changes on everything. And kids can motivate you. You know, Jackson motivates me. He motivates me to be a better person, to be a better dad each and every day. You know, because I'm still learning on how to be a dad, man. I mean, Jackson, you know, he's 3 months old now. You know, he just turned 3 months old. And I'm still learning day by day on how to be a dad. You know, it's a learning process. You know, I mean, like, each day presents its different challenges, you know. But you know, at the same time, I wouldn't change it. You know, I wouldn't change it at all, you know. You know, I love my son to death, and, you know, I definitely want to make sure he has a great life. You know, and that he has all these opportunities for him in case something happens to me or his mom, you know. You know, I definitely plan on living on this planet a very long time, but you never know what could happen from one day to the next, you know. I mean, you just have to use the time that you have to hopefully set up your children for success later on in life, you know, and you have to create that legacy, you know, and I feel like I've created a legacy in my son, Jackson, and yeah, man, I mean, I'm proud, you know, I'm just a proud father, you know, and I feel like my son's gonna be something special. He you know, he's gonna be very special. He's gonna be doing special things in this world. You know, I just sense that about him. You know, I really do. I mean, he really is a special boy, you know. And, you know, and it's my hope that I can lay that foundation down for him to continue to build on, you know, once I'm gone, you know. Because that's the thing. You have to also prepare yourself, you know, prepare your family. And then, because here's the thing, when we die, we don't know where we go. You know, I mean, you've heard stories, you know. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, you know. I mean, the thing about it is you can believe in whatever you want. You know, you can believe in heaven and hell and, or purgatory, or or your soul goes to the universe after you die. You know, you can believe in whatever you want to believe in. You know, that is completely up to you. But the true fact of the matter is, when we die, we don't know where we end up. It's the unknown, and it's scary, dude. You know, sometimes I think about it, man. Like, when I die, where am I going to end up? You know, where's my spirit, my soul? Where's it going to end up? You know, I think about that shit, man. You know, I mean, like, I don't know, man. But the time that I have here on this planet, I have to make the most of it. I really do. I have to make the most of it because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, dude. I have no idea, man. I'm not psychic, you know. If I was, then maybe I would have a better idea on what's going to happen in the next few months or the next year or so. But in the time that I have on this planet, you know, I hope hopefully I'll be given, you know, a long lasting life, you know. And in that time, you know, I'm going to make the most of every opportunity that I'm given. You know, with the music and the podcasting and the and film, you know, I'm definitely going to make the most of it and try to make it as successful as I possibly can. So that way, you know, other people too, man, like they can look and see what I did and be like, wow, Cody Springer, man, he was a visionary. You know, he did a lot of amazing shit. You know, he gave a bunch of opportunities to all these people and he created a lasting legacy. You know, I mean, and it's not just, you know, people who are in the entertainment field too. It's sports, you know, athletes, Hall of Fame players in football and basketball and fucking Major League Baseball. You know, they have created lasting legacies for themselves and they were immortalized in their Hall of Fames. You know, like look at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. You know, you can go to the Hall of Fame, the physical building, and look at all the players who have been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And you can see the body of work that they put in to make themselves one of the all-time greats. You know, they created a legacy for themselves. Even if their future sons don't fall into their footsteps and become a player themselves, you know, at least they created a lasting legacy and people remember who the fuck they were. Now, to the current generation, you know, like the 18 to 19 year olds, or 17 to 18, 19 year olds who are graduating high school, who might be listening to this podcast, definitely think about what the next 4 years of your life is going to look like. And from there, what will the next 4 years of your life and what will the next 4 years of your life do to impact the rest of your life? I mean, just some food for thought there. You know, are you going to go to college? Are you going to go into the military? Are you going to go into the workforce? I mean, here's the thing, you know, like we, you know, like me and Zay in the song Dreams, you know, I said, chase your dreams and don't let them die. Don't let them die. Ever. Ever. Continue to chase until you get there, man. All right, guys. My last words of advice here is to create a legacy. To leave behind for future generations. I mean, in this chaotic world, there's got to be a few of us here that people can grab and hang on to for inspiration. That way they can go out there and go for their dreams as well. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I will talk to you all very soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at the Cody Springer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.